Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Guess we're still going to keep working. Chance at $2 bill.
Damn.
And one person in California gets it.
Stash, I'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah. I bet you the person's 87 years old, too. Like, baby, you ain't even going to need this where you going.
I mean, that's fine, I guess, but... Just it's one of those things.
Yeah, but you want to pay over time?
Like, guy's like getting gas somewhere, and he's like, "Yeah, what the hell? I'll play a game, right?" It turns into the winner.
That's how it happens, man.
It does. It's Bart and Hahn, hour number three, presented by Progressive Insurance. And Bart Scott, when it's hour number three, even though we're not billionaires, what's that mean?
It's the power. I wanted a billion.
Suck.
It's the power hour.
Could have made this the sour hour. We all would have understood, you know? We all would have understood. We all know the game isn't over till it's over. Next time you need parts for your car, don't call it quits. Go to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts to take your car into overtime. Get the right parts at the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Say it with me, Bart Scott.
Let's ride.
Don't ride.
Let's ride. Your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We will get to them, and plenty, of course, to get to. So keep it there. But... as we were talking about in the earlier in the hour, in the previous hour, Odell Beckham Jr., you know, talking about where he wants to go eventually, and he sounds like he wants to make a commitment. He said, you know, he's kind of lived that jet set life. He's done that already, and now it's time for him to settle down, and he wants to find a place that he could put down some roots. Where is that going to be? Is it going to be Buffalo, back in L.A. maybe? Could it be a homecoming in New York? One team he didn't mention... but they are mentioning him is, of course, Dallas Cowboys. Let's first hear from the head coach, Mike McCarthy, talking about Odell Beckham Jr.
I've always been a huge fan of his. I know, I mean, from Ben McAdoo and, you know, I mean, Joe Witt, all the guys, you know, between that I've worked with in New York, at New York Giants and in the Cleveland Browns, everybody has nothing but great things to say about him. Obviously, I've always been so impressed with his, you know, his football playing ability.
Really? Everybody says some great things about him. They threw him out of two organizations.
Interesting. Well, how about what does Jerry Jones have to say on his weekly appearance on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas?
Odell is someone that we have all the appreciation in the world for what he is as a competitor, I know that the cowboy star on that helmet, when he puts it on, could look pretty good.
It could look pretty good. When he puts that star on the helmet, it looked pretty good. Let's remind everybody what Odell was saying. This is from the from Complex. He was just talking about him being a free agent and where he goes next and what he's looking for.
Whether it's, you know, Buffalo, whether it was, you know, Green Bay calling the Cowboys, whether reunion with the Giants. Yeah. Like, I want to be able to spill, like, my last, you know, I'm not saying I only got three or four left, but yeah, these next three or four years into somewhere I could buy a home. Like, I can call this place home. Yeah. You know, I'm tired of living out of too many suitcases.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know, like, yeah, it's just not, I've done the rock and roll life.
The rock and roll life. How about when he said these next? Kind of didn't, right? When he said, he meant these next years, yeah, but he said it in a way where it's like, these what?
Yeah, hold up.
What was he saying? Like, D's what? You know?
Phrasing.
But I mean, yeah, think about it. This would be his fourth team.
Right. He wants to put some roots down. It was after he thought, like, you know, again, the Giants, that was where there were roots established. Yeah, but
putting him out to Cleveland where careers go to die.
Oof. Yeah.
They did that on purpose. Sent him
then
there.
He got himself out of there thanks to his dad. Right. And that started. You know, it's funny.
They would have brought him back if he wouldn't hurt his knee a second time.
Yeah. And then they apparently, according to him, lowballed him, right?
Yeah. Well, wouldn't you lowball somebody that you know absolutely nothing about? Like, yo, how I'm going to give you a contract? I'm going to give you a 2-3 year contract and believe that your knee ain't going to mess up again?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you just running an over route. It wasn't nothing crazy that you were doing.
Yeah, he had, it was non-contact, right?
Right. Again, like, so, like, why would I give you a big contract when I have no idea if you can stay healthy for a football season?
What do you make?
Missed 3 seasons now for same knee injury.
What do you make then of hearing McCarthy, and I'm sure he's being asked about it, right? But Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones being so literally just kind of gushing about him
because they know how to get to Odell. Let him say nice things about Odell. Odell to say nice things back, right? And at the end of the day, this is a rental. All you got to do is pay him for 4 games. But what are we talking about? Ain't no signing bonus involved with this signing. Like you paying him for the end of the season. You're picking him up off the streets.
I mean,
so like, that's like,
and they never
vacation.
Got, and they didn't get a wide receiver right at the deadline. So that's also something that they certainly could use. Add another weapon to that offense, and so the campaign is beginning in Dallas. Where would he fit elsewhere? How about we go to the calls? Donovan in Virginia has a place. Donovan,
hey, what's going on, man? I got Odell Beckham going to the 49ers, man. With him, Christian McCaffrey, Debo, he could be that wild card, man. And allegedly, what did he tell Jimmy G a couple years back, man? Come get me, man. Hey, come get me, man. Odell Beckham's going to the 49ers, man.
I mean, that would be stacking the deck in the right way. How about that, right? I got more confidence in the 49ers' ability to go to the Super Bowl than I do to the Dallas Cowboys.
You do?
I do.
What do you base that on?
Christian McCaffrey, the fact that their defense is stout, the fact that their play caller and their head coach has been there, done that before. Look what he's done in recent years. He's one of the best play callers. The fact that they have, like, Swiss Army knives, and if you put him out there, Ayuk, Beckham, Debo, and McCaffrey, those are all guys that do similar things, and it's hard to match up like that because you have to bring in a specialist that can't do all the things that those four can do.
If he's looking to put roots down, like he was just talking about, would the Giants at all?
Hell, why would you want
make
to
sense
back to the Giants? No.
Okay. Well, why'd he come back? Just for what you said, because maybe they'd be willing to make a little bit of a commitment, would they not?
They
I mean, that's a weapon, man, they could use.
They ain't got no money. They just got rid of Kadarius Toney.
Yeah. Well, they wanted to because they have Wandale Robinson.
They got so many damn decisions to make going forward.
Yeah.
Like, with this roster long-term, with the quarterback, he going to come here then not have a quarterback or feel like he got a quarterback like Eli Manning and start criticizing him?
By the way, you mentioned Tony. It was Sunday night, right, when when the Chiefs won. Was it Chris Collinsworth who was right?
Gushing over it? I told y'all.
Gushing about it,
told
right?
You. I'm telling almost
you. Almost sounded like you when he talked about it. I've been watching him since college, and
yes,
this guy's special.
If it was a game of tag, nobody out there would touch
him. That's what he said. Right, that's what he said. If there was a game of tag, he would be my number one pick.
Yes.
If you took all the NFL players, game of tag among NFL players, he'd be my number one pick. That's what Collinsworth said.
Oh, so people believe it when he said it, but when I say it, they don't believe that.
No. Bart's I'm crazy. Saying that Bart's you've been crazy. Saying it, and it's the first time I've heard somebody else say something like that strong about a player who has barely played in
this
the NFL.
This dude got Tyreek Hill-type ability.
You said that.
This dude is ridiculous, man. And when they get him warmed up into getting comfortable and learning the system, get a package for him, he's going to be a problem.
Once they figure out right how to use him the right way. But I found that when he said that, I perked up right away. Like, Bart's been saying that. Bart has been saying that. So somebody else does believe it. So now we'll just see if they could put that to practice. But, you know, he's there. And now there's
it's amazing. It's amazing how he's available to play. Like, ain't seen this dude all year.
Well, I thought he had no hamstrings. Tell us about the healing powers of Kansas City.
No, that's a dry rub that they rubbed on his hamstrings with paprika, brown sugar.
It's all in the barbecue.
Whatever it is, it seemed to work because he was ready to go, and they were already gushing about him there. All right, but the conversation about Odell Beckham Jr. continues because there are teams that are interested, but the Cowboys have been very vocal about it. Will anybody else join the fray? It's still going to be a couple of weeks, right, Bart, before he's even available to play. But he's smart. He's keeping his name out there, and Dallas is getting front and center of those teams that would love to have him in there. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Coming up, we'll discuss that and more in Blitzer Prevent. But first, Bart, you got to tell us about O'Reilly.
Don't miss See Better. Drive safer money at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you'll get great deals on wiper blades, headlights, bulbs, cleaning products, and more. Get up to $20 gift card on select purchases, and their professional parts people will even install your wiper blades for free. Get
free?
Ready. Yeah, free.com. Get ready for the weather ahead during See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by your local store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
This is Blitz.
Blitz is coming, sack, fumble.
Or Prevent.
Vaughn, what a catch.
All right, let's get into it, Bart. It's got a little Blitz or Prevent. Prevent it means to you it's not a story, not worth getting into. Blitz, I'm jumping on this. This is definitely something I want to discuss. So, Blitzer Prevent, Odell Beckham Jr. will land with the Cowboys.
I'm going to blitz that. I like that last caller's call. I mean, I feel like San Francisco was all in.
They should be lurking, you think?
Yeah, and I feel they should be lurking, and maybe they can give him a comparable type of contract. He's still be in L.A. He's at a high-profile place where a guy that knows how to get his playmakers the ball. You know, if he liked playing for the Rams last year, he'll love playing for Shanahan because they're built the same way as far as, you know, offensive geniuses, as far as play call and constructing plays that make guys get wide open. And, you know, he'll have to grow a little bit with Trey Lance. But, you know, with all those pieces, he's going to be on a place. If he goes to Dallas, they don't have the playmakers that San Francisco has. He goes and he just has to be a good guy. He just has to be a good guy.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Here's my pushback on it only. Because for Odell, you know, for him, it's always about brand and it's about being a star and it's about that level.
San Francisco.
But that's what I mean. We always will assume that he's going to be looking for the lore of, oh, Dallas Cowboys, star on the helmet, you know, having that status. But he said something in that interview that caught my attention where he said, I've kind of done all that. I've done the rock and roll lifestyle. I want to settle down. The 49ers would feel like more of a settled down kind of situation than the Dallas Cowboys, let's be honest. So maybe you're on something. You and Donovan from Virginia might be on to something. We shall see. We continue. Blitzer Prevent, Barton Hahn. We always play the O to go, right? Now, yeah. We've already seen two coaches go. Frank Reich this week, Matt Rhule a couple of weeks ago. So, Bart Scott, the next coach to go? Josh
Dennis
McDaniel.
Allen. Oh. Go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and blitz that. Yeah, I think if it's a head coach that's probably going to have to go, it's probably going to
happen. If the Raiders lose to the Colts and Jeff Saturday this weekend,
yeah, but
got to look into that.
But understand that they're paying John Gruden $100 million.
I can't be worried about that.
And I'm sure they're paying Josh McDaniels at least $10 million. So they're going to be paying annually $20 million for two coaches that ain't even there. And then you got to hire another coach that's probably going to want to come for at least $5 million a year. You're going to bring in there Sean Payton. Give him $10 million a year, you'll be paying $30 million for coaches. You can't do that. It's not a sustainable model. So I can see that happening in a different way.
McDaniels is getting $4 million a year. One of the highest.
No, that can't be the highest pay. Like John Harbaugh gets 10. He can't be. He got to be making more than $4 million a year. He's making more than $4 million
maybe
a year.
I'm sorry.
Back.
I'm reading that wrong. It's that he was making $4 million a year.
Yeah, probably as an assistant. As an assistant.
Yeah, that's what that was. It was $4 million as an assistant. These stories are not updated.
Yeah.
How do we not have his contract with the Raiders?
Well, you know if he's
$6 million?
Well, no, you know if he's making at least $9 to $10 million.
Can we do better? I mean, come on now. We should have that. All right. Anyways, so you don't think it's going to be him mainly because they're
can't
already
give up on him in 1 year. They still fighting John Gruden to not to pay him $60 million that they owe him.
Okay. So who do you think it's going to be? You said Dennis Allen, right?
Yeah, I think Dennis Allen could be barbecue chicken, and also after the season could be Staley.
Yeah, the Brandon Staley thing, the one thing he has right now with the Chargers is injury. He can just
it's
point
always
to that.
Injury. It's always
he can blame the injuries.
So that's the Jets. Jets got
right. They've lost their corner. They've lost an edge rusher. They've lost Bosa's been out. Right.
Yep.
Defense is decimated.
But they still got Khalil Mack. What do you mean? They still got Derwin James. It ain't like they without talent. Like everybody loses somebody.
It's amazing so what's happening. If you're Sean Payton, that's the job you want. L.A., right? Big market, L.A. Like, that's got to be for him. Oh, yeah. It would help to also have Justin Herbert.
Yeah, that'd Justin Herbert. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of quarterbacks, the next Blitzer prevent to discuss with you is this one. If the Josh Allen injury proves to be an issue. See, I'm asking a question here, though. So I'll ask the question. If that is an issue with Josh Allen, the elbow, who becomes the AFC favorite?
AFC favorite. Oh.
Yeah.
But Kansas City.
So I was going to say Blitzer Prevent. I'm going to say the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're in on that.
Yeah. Want to prevent that, or are you going to want me to blitz it?
Probably prevent it because I've just completely tripped all over this one.
So good.
It's not my better moment. Not one of my better moments. So let's move on. But I think we all know that's an obvious one. Yeah. If the Bills have issues, it's Kansas City's conference to win. All right, last but not least, Blitzer Prevent. I'm going to try to get out of the way on this one, Bart. Someone's going to win a division this season with a losing record.
Mm. Looking at that NFC South, huh? Blitz that.
It seems pretty obvious, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think Atlanta wins it at 4-14. By way of a tiebreaker.
It's just that bad. By way of tiebreaker. Like, it really is that bad. But that's the only division with that we're looking at, with a team that has a losing record.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but, like, Seattle at 6-3 could fall off. It wouldn't shock anyone if they, like, all of a sudden turned into a pumpkin. But you have the 49ers at 4-4. They could also start putting some wins together. You know, there really isn't any other division. Tennessee is already 5-3. The rest of that division is horrible. I can't see Tennessee falling off unless, of course, another injury happens to Derrick Henry. Yeah, like, where are we looking other than...
Brave one, I won't let that happen.
Nah, right? So the Buccaneers are at 4-5. The Falcons are at 4-5. The Saints are at 3-6. And you said barbecue chicken. And the Panthers are 2-7 barbecue chicken. So it's a matter of can Tom Brady get on track and the Bucs have a winning record. But it's very possible that one of those teams that wins that division will have a losing record. We get that every now and then, a losing record, but win the division.
Seattle Seahawks when they did the beef.
That's right.
The Beastquake when he ran against the Saints. Quake. Saints had to go all the way over there across town in the wet rain and lost in the first round to a team.
Yeah, we've talked about this. It does happen. And I think it's going to happen again, and you're with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I feel like I just destroyed Blitzer Prevent today. Like,
it's okay, man.
You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those where I was walking with the tray of drinks, tripped, tried to catch myself, but just kept stumbling. And then by the time I got to everyone, I just spilled all the drinks on everybody. It's kind of what I feel like right now.
We're going to add Michael Parsons to, like, trying to openly gush over Odell Beckham.
Yeah, what's next?
Trying to get him to come. Yeah.
Like, who else? Is Dak going to start talking about Odell?
Michael Irvin. Go have him in a sermon. Come to the Dallas Cowboys. You can stay in the White House. You say you're looking for a house? I got a home. It's the White House across the street. It goes down. I open it back up. Open for business. I pay the rent, the back pay, the taxes. It's on and popping. Call all the old chicks.
Like
I call Platinum. Next. I call Platinum back up. She's 56 years old with grandkids. She still can shake it like a salt shaker.
That's exactly what we need next. Who else is going to start campaigning for Odell Beckham Jr. in Dallas?
The playmaker and the baby maker.
The playmaker. That's exactly it. Oh, my God. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's too perfect. John is in New York. John.
Hey, how you doing?
What's happening?
Good.
I'm thinking here. The Chargers look like they need some help. And, I mean, it just seems like Keenan Allen's kind of on his way out.
Keenan Allen's
think about it.
Hurt.
And, it feels like it, but it's L.A. See, it's Justin Herbert.
Yeah,
it's not terrible.
In L.A. He's got a good quarterback. No,
they
Justin
haven't
Herbert
really
out there.
John, but that's the one thing. That's one team that we really haven't heard come up, right? Like, it hasn't really been that team. So, but it as far as fit goes, it's not a crazy thought when you think about all the things that – all the boxes that are checked. Quarterback, market.
When Slater
right?
comes back, great offensive line. When Slater comes back, good
opportunity.
Running back.
Yeah, all those things.
Just bad
Kyle,
coach. Especially
Kyle's in
Sean
Maine.
Payton coming.
Kyle, what do you think? That's right, too. If Sean Payton tells Odell, I'm going to be there. Oh, yeah. Kyle, what do you think?
Oh, I was just thinking, man. So back in the past, Odell and Tom, they always wanted to hook up together. I feel like San Francisco might be the place to be. Tommy goes over there. He's free of
You sending Tom to San Francisco?
Well, wait. Yeah. Are you saying Brady's going to go to San Francisco? not Tampa?
Yeah, next year.
Oh, wow.
So what the hell Trey Lance going to do?
I don't give a damn what he does.
you got a better chance trading Trey Lance for Aaron Rodgers.
Actually, no, never mind.
That's home.
But what about Tampa? Like, I get he wanted the 49er thing, but not Tampa?
Tampa know they ain't got – Tampa ain't got nothing going on, man.
You really think so?
Not this year, man. Tampa, man, ain't nobody worried about Tampa. All of a sudden, Leonard Fournette can't run through tackles and break tackles.
Yeah.
Julio Jones, like, why you want to go? He already got an often injured receiver, in Julio Jones.
Fair. There.
I don't know who's injured more, Sammy Watkins or Julio Jones in the last 5 years.
Two receivers that we know are talented, but they're
Anthony Davis of football.
Oh my God. Does he grab his back every time he lands? Oh, my back. It's spinal.
Like, that's because his eyebrow is too damn heavy. Yeah, cut some of that weight off.
He's just too heavy. My man's got to get into shape. I don't
know.
No,
he was in shape.
He
came small and in shape.
Nobody calls out Anthony Davis.
He came in shape.
Like, it's never this guy's fault. That's the thing that bothers me about him. Is he arguably the most overrated player in the league?
Yeah,
at this point.
People don't realize he was Giannis four years ago.
He was a unicorn, a unibrow unicorn.
Yeah.
That's what he was, but not anymore. All right, coming up, we have more of your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. On Election Day, we revisit our midterm election results, MVP, Coach of the Year in the NFL. Where are you at right now? We will discuss. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. What is going on? Like, it's amazing how the World Series ends. Like, free agency all of a sudden begins for baseball. I mean, half the Yankee roster now become free agents, and, of course, the DeGrom stuff to follow. So very interesting information on Jacob DeGrom and his potential future. A lot to get to with you and, of course, your calls. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. So as we started the show, we know it's Election Day for everybody. If you can get out and vote, please do. And you can also vote for what we have, our midterms, which is the NFL season. And the two things we want you to vote for at Barton Hahn is Coach of the Year and MVP. And this has been, a really interesting day because, of course, people want to submit their own nominations of names that we didn't include. I mean, you could probably put like 10 names, but only, Twitter only lets you have a few. Our Coach of the Year choices were Mike McDaniel. Wait, no, it was not. You keep doing this to me, Stosh.
I'm sorry.
It was
Nick
Brian
Sirianni,
Daboll.
Brian Daboll, Robert Saleh. And Stosh keeps putting Mike McDaniel in there because he just
Pete Carroll in
wants
there.
To throw me off. A lot of submissions for Pete Carroll, which I think is fair. And then for NFL MVP, it is Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, or Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, I get those certainly as well, right? Like those.
Tua Tagovailoa.
No. Do you believe that?
Well, he got
Tua received. As an MVP?
Yeah.
Versus Mahomes and Jalen Hurts?
I'm just talking about the record and the record and the stats. He missed three games, and his stats as far as throwing the ball, he already got Tyreek over 1,000 yards receiving. Jalen Waddle's not that far away.
Well, you say that, and John in Virginia says this about Tyreek. Go ahead, John.
Man, you got to put Tyreek as one of the MVPs. And as far as all these quarterbacks, you know, they just need to come up with an MVQ, most valuable quarterback, and let the other guy, the other players.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen continues.
No, it is. It's it's really offensive player of the year. It's basically the non-quarterback MVP. That's what that is. And if Tyreek Hill wins offensive player of the year, that's equivalent to winning the MVP, in my opinion.
Yeah, offensive player of the year is like that's like the other option. Dana in Virginia feels the same way, right, Dana?
Yes, sir. I think Tyreek Hill should win it hands down. They're going to put Tua in there. Tua didn't change the team. Tyreek improved Tua, and he improved Waddle. Most valuable player. He's the most valuable player on the team, period.
So that's, again, another vote for Tyreek Hill. I mean, that's what the belief is. Right now, though, on Barton Hahn, the leader is Jalen Hurts. The votes, just under 800 votes, 46.9% of the votes. Patrick Mahomes is second with 30, and then Josh Allen at 22.5. Speaking of quarterbacks, Keith in Delaware has his MVP candidate. Keith?
Yes, how are you guys doing?
Good.
I got Lamar Jackson, man. And my reasoning is Patrick Mahomes is fantastic, but Lamar Jackson has done more with less, even less than the Chiefs have. He's got injuries all over the place, to the line, to the running backs, to the receivers. He's down to rookie tight ends, and he just continues to produce. And so to me, that's more MVP candidate, because for him, with his team, the losses came from the defensive side of the ball or the coaching decisions, but he's just being asked to do more with less than anybody else, I feel like.
The losses came from everybody but Lamar, but he threw the pick.
I was going to point out that he did have a pick there. Bart, you're the biggest Ravens fan going. You love Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, are you putting him in the conversation right now?
I mean, he was early on.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he would have just lost – like, if he would have just beat the Giants and didn't have those two turnovers back-to-back where he fumbled the ball and one where he threw an interception, he would have been, because they would have had two losses, they would have been 7-2, and they would have said, you know, the Miami thing was an admiration of defense. That's right. Historic. That never happens.
Right.
And the Buffalo one, they'll be like, listen, that's still the number one team, blah, blah, blah. He'd have been right there. But the loss to the Giants can't be explained, because that's all on him. Two back-to-back plays. They up by 10 in the fourth quarter. He throws a crazy interception for no reason and then fumbles the ball the next snap and gives them the victory. So that kind of pushed him out. Can he get back in it? Yeah, but it's going to take them looking like they're 11-4. I mean, 11-5. They're going to have to like maybe win like four games.
Well, they've won three in a row. Can they just keep the winning going? And then obviously that conversation will continue to grow. Mel is in Jersey on an MVP conversation at the midpoint of the season. Who you got, Mel?
Melly Mel, what up?
What's up, Mel?
Yo, hold on. My bad, fellas. I'm at work. Hold on. All right. Real quick, right? So, right, the conversation with Aaron Judge. Ohsiani Ohtani, right there. Ohsiani Ohtani. They're talking like one could be MVP, one could be Offensive Player of the Year kind of thing, you know. And it's like the same thing. Like, I feel like Tyreek Hill, he might be the most valuable player, even though he is the same as an Offensive Player of the Year. Sorry, guys, I'm at work, so I'm trying.
No, it's all good.
We get it. But that's kind of what you said, right, Bart? Like that's the Offensive Player of the Year versus MVP.
Yeah, like somebody like Lawrence Taylor. But Barry Sanders been the only non-quarterbacks to kind of like win that MVP type of title. You know what I mean? So that's That's tough. We all know it's like the Heisman is traditionally just a quarterback award.
Right.
Doak Walker for running backs, Buckus Award for linebackers.
Just seems like, yeah, it just seems like that's the way it goes. Like, I whether it's right or wrong, it always feels like the quarterback. Like,
the closest non-quarterback to kind of come to that was Derrick Henry when he came close to 2000 a couple of years ago. He was the closest too because he was just so dominant. It was like, well, he might be the best player in football. Give it to him.
Yeah, there's a lot of arguments to be made, but a lot of times it does end up always falling on the quarterback. Bill is in Connecticut. He's got a Coach of the Year candidate, somebody close to our heart. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, guys. Great. How are you doing, man? Love the show. I think hands down it's going to be Jeff Saturday because he's going to get the Colts the number one draft pick and nobody's going to question the team tanking.
It's like they get what they need, right? The quarterback in the draft and, you know, they head in the right direction.
We weren't taking. We were trying new management.
Is that what you know, like, what did you say about Geno knows the assignment?
Does
Jeff know the assignment? Like, Jeff, and that assignment is we got some quarterbacks in this draft.
I need you to miss your timeout.
Right. Time out. What Graziano told us that they had him on the call this morning, the get up the Tuesday morning call, which he normally would have been on because he's always part of the show on Tuesdays. And they were just joking with him about how if you play a Monday night game and you screw up, you have bad time management or something else, you're going to get crushed on the show. They were joking about that. So it can't be easy, Bart.
It's not.
You know, on one day you are talking about players and coaches and games and on TV and having fun and being critical, and then like the next day you're the guy now that is going to be criticized and made fun of and, you know, talked about. that's a different world.
Mike Mayock found it out the hard way.
Yeah, and it definitely was a hard way. It's no doubt about it. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We continue with your calls and also just catching up on the baseball business where Jacob DeGrom could go if he doesn't stay with the Mets. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
All right, it's Bart and Han, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Don't matter no more, cause Allen didn't win the game. He's going to work today.
So
Mama made it with a lottery.
I didn't even win like the tickets that give you like, you know, you have like four of the numbers or something like that. And you can still get like a mil. Nothing.
Damn.
Meanwhile, speaking of money, did you read this from John Heyman in the Post? So, you know, the action already beginning baseball offseason. And players are opting out when they can. And Jacob DeGrom being one of them, of the Mets pitcher. And yesterday he opts out. And Heyman writes this. Heyman's always plugged in. He writes this in the Post. It's early in free agency. The evidence is fairly thin. And we're mostly reading tea leaves. But the best guess as of today is that the Yankees have a much better chance to keep Aaron Judge than the Mets have to hold on to Jacob DeGrom. And there's this growing sense that DeGrom could get a lot of attention from a team like the Texas Rangers. Andy Martino of SNY says that a lot of people around DeGrom have known him for a long time, think he's going to want to take a good hard look at teams that are closer to his Florida home. But a lot of talk about DeGrom wanting to play for the Braves at some point in his career. Then there's the Texas Rangers. That could be the threat to the Mets.
Well, that's a lot closer. What the hell are you talking about?
That's what he's saying. So the Mets see them as their biggest threats, those two teams. And that they've assumed that he's going to want money at least equal to what Scherzer got. You know, that 45, right? That 45
number. Yeah, he can go.
And he has conveyed to those around him, I'm the best pitcher in baseball for a while, and those other players are getting paid more than me. So he's going to want that level.
Yo, you've been hurt. You ain't been healthy. You put 26 games in 2 years. Come on, son. Quit playing.
So you're not buying this, huh?
Not giving him more than Scherzer. I'll give him.
Scherzer's making $43.3 per year.
I give you 40. Take it or leave it.
You give him less than Scherzer.
Yeah, Scherzer's healthy. He's available. You've been hurt. We don't even know what the hell's wrong with your elbow. What's the hell going on?
Would you be willing to let him walk then?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
You'd be willing to let him walk?
Yes, I'll wait next year.
$3 million. That's yes. what it is. If you're saying 40 and he wants like 43, yeah, 44, yeah. You're willing to let him walk over like $3-4 million.
Because my second plan was, okay, Ohtani's going to be available next year. Let's go get him. Let's build his
bullpen. You see that? The Angels aren't going to move him.
Yeah. So they're going to be stupid because they're going to lose him for nothing.
Here's the thing, though. You're selling the team. Would you really trade your best asset, like your most valuable piece,
you got Trout.
Now?
What you mean? You still got Trout.
Sell the pieces. Tradable.
Sell Trout to everybody else.
Whoever the new owner would be, probably would want to like at least come in.
He not gonna want their money. He don't want their money. That's the thing. He can get money from anywhere. So why the hell would I want to be here?
What makes you say that?
First of all, he could have waited another year and got more money coming in. It ain't never been about money for Shohei. And he gonna get all the money he want. He gonna get $50 million a year. By anybody. You think he care?
Was it Buster that said that maybe not in the offseason, but perhaps like by midseason next year, that's when the Angels will be forced to have to do something with him because they know he's going to walk, like you're just saying. He's going to walk.
Yeah, you better get something for him.
You got to get something. And if your team is just not good again and you're in July.
I gave you the chance. I gave you a chance to prove to me that baseball was important to you. And you guys didn't get it done, so I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's going to be something to watch. It's like half the Yankee roster, by the way, are free agents. So now the latest is Rizzo. Rizzo
opted out,
is opted
right?
out. Yeah, he's opting out.
They expect $19.5 million.
And you got Benintendi, Britton, who's hurt, Matt Carpenter, Chapman, see ya.
Is that Britton old as hell?
Yeah, he is, but he's been good. He's just been hurt. Chad Green, Tyone, Aaron Judge is the obvious one here, right?
They need to just let Rizzo go and go ahead and get Dom Smith, baby. That sweet lefty bat.
How long did it take you to get the Dom Smith?
Okay, y'all always talking about this stuff. Is my Bobo thing correct or not? Who winning? Who winning on my Bobo take? My Bobo take.
Are you now saying that Dom Smith is Bobo and Bobo is Dom Smith?
I'm saying if you put him in there with that great defense he has, and you just kind of tighten him up a little bit with that sweet lefty swing.
Whatever juice you've been sipping on over there at home, I'm going to need you to cut it.
What's up, Bart?
Hold on. Is Dom Smith's swing not catered to being able to be in successful in Yankee Stadium? Yes or no?
No, because he couldn't even get the ball out of the infield at Citi Field. So, I mean, what would make it seem like?
The short porch is perfect for his lefty swing, bro.
Like I say, he couldn't even reach
the
outfield.
Dom Smith here.
You're not going to convince me. Trust
bro,
me.
Is he not?
What more do you want from me?
Is he not a great
There's
defensive
nothing
first
no.
baseman?
I'd rather Anthony.
Hold on. He's not a great first baseman.
He's good.
He's all right.
He's good.
You're
going to try to make me. I am not besmirching Dom Smith, friend of the show. I'm not doing it.
You are besmirching.
I'm not. But like when you're looking at the lineup, Rizzo fits perfect.
Yeah, Rizzo's 19.
In many ways.
Rizzo's $20 million. Go get Dom Smith for a case of peanuts.
Right. So now you're telling the
Yankees. Get him less than a meal.
So the Yankees are going to
be cheap. Go build your bullpen.
Because they got to give all the money to Judge, right? That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
You can't win.
That's what you're saying, though, is what I'm worried about. When I'm looking at these names, I'm wondering to myself, are the Yankees going to say, well, all right, we're going to pay Judge what he wants to keep him, and then we're going to go cheap all around him and just say, well, this is what you want. He's going to Aaron Rodgers the Yankees. That's what's going to happen here.
Y'all going to eat y'all words when Bobo's in an all-star game.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Barton Hahn Podcast.